There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A very warm welcome to our guest in the studio this morning. It's Philip Haller, VP President of Brand Management at Rocco Forte Hotels. Very good morning to you. Nice to have you in the studio.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So we want to talk to you about a few things in terms of looking at hotels. Now, you've mentioned your company, Rocco Forte Hotels. You have several hotels, but you're looking at moving into the Italian market. Now, it seems like an interesting time considering the Italian restaurant. How would that have an impact on your hotels there?
Italy has always been a great destination for tourism, and regardless of what's happening economically in Italy, people just can't get enough of Italy. Our hotels in Rome, in Florence, in Sicily, and we're opening in Puglia, and a second hotel in Rome. And especially out of this market, they just want to see and eat and taste more of Italy.
Let's look at some of the trends in the hotel market. And you've picked up on one of them, which is Saudi Arabia opening up, because one of your hotels, and you've only got probably less than 20 in your portfolio. You're very much a boutique brand, but it's the Asila Hotel in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Why is Saudi Arabia, in a very small portfolio, why is Saudi Arabia in there?
Our business is a family business owned by Sirocco, and as the chairman and CEO, famous hotelier, and his sister, Olga, who's the designer. And it's a family business, but obviously a luxury business. And we were attracted by the prince and his family looking for similar tendencies in the market. And people are looking for something more personal. And that was the affiliation that brought us to a growing market such as Jeddah. And we've put together what is a beautiful design hotel, 309 rooms, and it's doing very well.
It looks stunning. One place that you don't have a hotel is the UAE. You used to. You had one in Abu Dhabi. And I remember speaking to Sirocco Forte, the founder, about that. And he was very excited to be in the UAE. But it only lasted a couple of years or so. And then you pulled out and a different operator has the hotel now. Why did you pull out of Abu Dhabi? And what are the other plans to get into the UAE market?
I think it's just chemistry. I think when a hotel works and the relationship is there, then it just flows. And when it doesn't, then you obviously have to take a view that you need to go into another destination. So Asila, again, is a great place to be in Jeddah, and the relationship is good there. And I think that when another opportunity will come in this marketplace, then we'll take advantage of it. In the meantime, we're looking at the trends in the marketplace, and hotels, destinations in Italy are important. We're growing in Shanghai as well. So let's say we're very selective in the properties that we choose. They need to be in the right location. They have to have the right design. The level of service is important. And if it's there, then we'll jump on it.
There's an issue in terms of, we've seen Paris have recently sued Airbnb in terms of the adverts. They don't want people renting out their homes for more than 120 days of the year in France. So how does that sort of trend towards Airbnbs and changing travel habits impact on you? As Richard mentioned, you're a boutique hotel chain with a smaller portfolio. How do you compete with the likes of people wanting to use Airbnb?
It's an interesting trend, but it doesn't really affect the luxury end of the market as far as we can see. Hotels in our cities, such as London, the Browns Hotel in Balmoral in Edinburgh, have seen a growth in travel, and we've got record occupancies and our average rates are higher. So I can say that whilst that they are creating a niche in the market, I think people who are looking for a personalized experience will, in our end of the net and the forest, will choose a luxury hotel.
Final tech trend I want to ask you about is OTAs, online travel agencies.
Yes.
We had the guys from the Arabian Travel Market in here just a couple of days ago talking about what's going to be the big theme at ATM this year. And one of them is still online travel agencies, the Booking.coms, the Expedias, and how much they take, 20 up to 30% sometimes of the hotel rate that's booked through them. How are you coping with the rise of the online travel agencies? You can't live with them, can't live without them, can you?
Absolutely. And they are, how can you say, they're your friends. And of course, at the same time, you'd like to try to get as much direct business as you can. Our hotels, 60-65% of our business is direct business. We do enjoy a good relationship with OTAs. I think they've been hindered recently due to new rulings in terms of how they can promote themselves online, which is probably a good thing because obviously the amount of budgets that they have, they can literally communicate much stronger than a specific hotel in the marketplace, because they're leveraging all of their communication on a specific destination and promoting a number of hotels, where a hotel company will promote their singular hotel. Ultimately, it's the consumer who decides, and the trends in the marketplace are, in our neck of the woods, is again a very personalized approach. Guests want to create a unique experience, decide how they're going to travel. They'll go through one destination and then specifically in Italy, maybe move from Florence to Rome, or maybe they'll go from London to Edinburgh, or they'll go from Munich to Berlin. And that type of level of curation is something which appeals to people who want to book directly.
Philip, going to have to leave it there. Thanks for your time. Philip Haller, Vice President at Rocco Forte Hotels. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.